Good afternoon, Rivetta. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your group today. I hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL. Good luck.
Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming the Rivetta Early College High School Symphonic Band.
Okay. Freedom City. I would bring that diada, the pickup notes down to the dynamic that you're going to play on the downbeat of five. Yet that tone, that little rooftop accent has to have more length. They're just too short. I like what the low brass is doing. I like a little more of it. And the tuba can come up in that yet that. That's got to be tone. Bump, same dynamic. And then low brass, bump, ba-dum, bump, bump, bump. We need to define what a rooftop accent and how we're going to play that rooftop accent. See, I need to hear the chord in that rooftop accent, and I'm not hearing that yet. Yatta! Tone. Okay, you can shape this more here. Okay, and then bump it up. That euphonium part is super important. And where they're sitting, I should hear lots of it. And then low brass. Bring that out there. More shape. Again, that da-da really bothers me. It's just too short. Boom, ba-dum. Come on, low brass. And X at the beginning of the note. D to D. Bring the low brass up here. Da, tone. Again, I think the tuba can come up rather dramatically, I think, all the way through. I'm hearing the low brass parts. I just would like a little bit more of it. And then every time we play yetta, that really bothers me. That's got to be tone. The tone. How I learned a rooftop accent actually in jazz band. Bop, 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 bop. There's space. And how do we play a breath accent and a rooftop accent? Those there needs to be a difference. But every time we play yatta, that's just too short. It's got to, and remember the rule, it's got to be tone. I don't care if it's a unison or if it's a harmony note, it still has to have tone. You need to be able to hear that. I think if you'll work on that, your march is going to have be much better. There's your phrase. Okay. You're doing a nice job with the solo, but could we make it have more shape? I think you can do that. You're not making a bad sound. And then have the oboe come up. And a little more bomb underneath. I'm not hearing the mallet percussion, the mallet two-part at all. Ding, 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 ding. I'm That's nice here. Good. I like what you're doing, horns. But push all the way to the release. Now, trumpets, when you come in, you need to melt your sound into what the low brass did there. I think it's a little bit hot. I want more of that horn line. Dee-da-da-da-da come up. And then the low brass underneath that, sustain that. Okay, tenor and euphonium, can we tune that concert E flat? Okay, now trumpet, you're at a da, e, da, aw, e, e. And those pitches are out of tune. Yeah, we need to do a better job of emulating what's going on before you in the trumpets. Sustain, sustain, sustain. Keep pushing. Wow, man. You almost had me. Almost. Come on, low brass. At least for my taste, I want a little more of those bottom sounds. The top voices are coming out. That horn part is super cool. Bring it out, horns. Dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da. Yeah, I wouldn't even decrescendo that. I would wait until I got through the triplets and then start your decrescendo. More depth in the chord, make it more resonance. Want to make sure you can hear that bottom note in the mallet 2 and 3 part. I need the tuba part. I need more bottom. Oh. Push, push. And the tuba should come off last. Boom. It's almost like you had a feather and you're just going to let that feather float at the release. So just don't, but make sure the tubas come off last. The resonance, so you hear the resonance in the chord as you release. I want to hear all those overtones in the chord structure. There's some nice moments in here, guys. I want more. More, again, I want that resonance in the chord structures. I want to hear the overtones in the chords. I'm not always hearing that. I think you guys play well enough that there's no reason not to hear that. Can't breathe there. Bill from the bottom. Oh, there's so many opportunities for those bottom to build and build and build and build up. And again, it's the resonance in the chords. It's the overtones in the chords. You got some marvelous chords there, but I'm not hearing that build. So that dee da 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 over the top doesn't make sense. Where's the eighth rest? I read an eighth rest that I'm not hearing. And one. Yeah, that's the wrong rhythm. You're putting that dotted quarter note on three. It means to be on the end of two. I would start that softer in the trumpets, at least piano, it's unison. Maybe double piano, but then add those again. It's the harmonies underneath that have to happen. That's better, low brass. Come on, tubas. Ooh, watch your pitch there. Whee! Push the long notes. Push them, push them, push them, push them. Yeah, see, and da-da-dee-na, when you get the da, we're losing the direction across the bar line. Dee-da-dee-da. So again, those notes are moving horizontally, and we're still maintaining the chords. Ba, where is it? Low reeds. And if they're not there, I would be manufacturing those notes, rewrite whatever you need to do. I've got to have those parts. Is it, I hear da, 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 da. This should be very legato and connected. Trumpet players are using more of a T syllable than everyone else. Watch your pitch, watch your pitch. Oh boy, clarinet, flute. Alto sax. See, every once in a while I hear the low brass lock in and it sounds good. Okay, is that a gliss or is that a slur? I read that as a slur, not as a gliss. I see the gliss later. Exaggerate the gliss. Bam. Again, ba tone, ba tone. I mean, nice big chord there. Bop, bop again. Bum, bum, bee, da, 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 dee, bum, bum. And I've got to be able to hear that. At 129, in the last, there's a bassoon and a third cornet part playing on beat two. Everybody else, other than the people that are sustained. I would probably rewrite that and add some more voices, especially like bassoon, lows. On beat two, I'd probably add a baritone or two, bum chord. And then you look at the chords, and all the way through, guys, there's all kinds of, where you're in unisons, and then it divides, and then it divides more, et cetera, et cetera. Every once in a while, I listen to the low brass, and they lock into a chord, and it really sounds good. It's just not consistent yet. Continue to work. Now, when you get into this 6/8 field, D to D, D to D, D to D, D to D, D, it's D on the bound beats, and it's T's on everything else. D, D to 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 D. And you've got to use that articulation so you get that pulse. D, 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 D. So you get that D to D, D to D, D to D, D to D. And even in the percussion parts, you've got flams that rum, jump, jump, jump. So you hear that pulse. Then at 104, when you're playing those dotted half notes, it's the same thing. That pulse still has to happen because you're in that same time. And that goes all the way through this section. D, T, D, da, D, da, da, D, 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 da, D, da, da, D, 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 da, da, tone, da, da, at the end at 120. Lots of dynamics, lots of opportunity for really pretty chords. I used to spend a lot of time working chord structures because I wanted that resonance within the chord and I want to hear the overtones in that chord. Once you hear that, it fills up the whole hall and it makes your band sound really awesome. So work on trying to get those overtones out. Make the kids understand where a third is, if it's sharp or it's flat or wherever it is. Tune the the root and the fifth or the root and the fourth, and then add whatever you need to add. If those chords are, you know, root, third, and fifth, get the root and the fifth, and then add the third. And then you can explain to them if you're playing the third in a major chord or minor chord, and if it's sharp or flat, you have to make that to get that resonance. That's something that can be done in warm-ups. It also can be done in the tunes. And just remember that in a major chord, that third is going to be played just a hair flat. If it's a minor chord, it's just going to be played a little bit sharp. Continue to work on all your details. I think again, and for me, it's the overall sound of your band that I think needs to work. I think they've got the basic fingerings. Work on that 6/8 feel. I hope my comments help. Good luck.